Unlike rocky shores or kelp forests, the sandy beach habitat is an environment where everything is shifting. The daily ebb and flow of the tides keeps the seafloor in constant motion. Marine life must swim or burrow to avoid being swept away by the waves.
At the sandy beach wave tank, have a close look at the sand. Though unseen by the beach visitor, there are several fish species that live underwater in the sandy beach habitat. Do you see the eyes of the buried flatfish? These highly specialized fish inhabit this turbulent habitat. Can you find the California halibut? They lie buried in the sand, waiting for unsuspecting prey to swim overhead.
Move to your left to tank number 23 to see more animals that live in the sandy beach habitat. Burrowing into the sand protects most inhabitants of this environment from predators and from wave impact. During low tide, shorebirds, small land mammals, and insects prey on sand crabs and other animals in the sand. High tide brings in another group of predators, fish, and diving birds.
Almost no vegetation grows in the wet sandy beach habitat. There is microscopic algae in the top few centimeters of the sand, but beyond this there is precious little plant life. Look up at the life and death exhibit and see how many sandy beach animals depend on kelp and other large algae that are torn loose from their roots and washed ashore in the surf. These piles of algae and vegetation are called wrack and provide a source of food for a wide variety of animals. Turn around and see one of the most unique creatures along the Southern California coast, the California grunion. This species of small silvery fish are world famous for their unique spawning behavior. During the spring and summer, grunion come completely out of the water to lay their eggs in the wet sand of the beach. Shortly after high tide on spring and summer nights, just after the new and full moon, sections of our beach may be covered with thousands of spawning grunion.
The eggs remain buried in the sand fully out of water throughout incubation for approximately 10 days. The larval fish hatch when the eggs are triggered by waves during the next high tides during the new and full moons. This is how precise their mating timing is. To learn more about grunion, visit our information booth to get information about our grunion program. Now move into the next room and habitat on your right, the mudflats.